When Lilacs Last in the Dooryard Bloomed, 1-13. When lilacs last in the dooryard bloomed, and the great star early drooped in the western sky in the night, I mourned, and yet shall mourn with ever-returning spring. O ever-returning spring, Trinity sure to me you bring, lilac blooming perennial, and drooping star in the west, and thought of him I love. O powerful western fallen star, O shades of night, O moody, tearful night, O great star disappeared, O the blank murk that hides the star, O cruel hands that hold me powerless, O helpless soul of me, O harsh surrounding cloud that will not free my soul. In the dooryard, fronting an old farmhouse, near the whitewashed palings, stands the lilac bush, tall-growing, with heart-shaped leaves of rich green, with many a pointed blossom rising, delicate with the perfume strong I love, with every leaf a miracle. And from this bush in the dooryard, with its delicate colored blossoms and heart-shaped leaves of rich green, a sprig with its flower I break. In the swamp, in secluded recesses, a shy and hidden bird is warbling a song. Solitary, the thrush, the hermit, withdrawn to himself, avoiding the settlements, sings by himself a song. Song of the bleeding throat. Death's outlet song of life, for well, dear brother, I know, if thou wast not gifted to sing, thou wouldst surely die. Over the breast of the spring, the land, amid cities, amid lanes, and through old woods, where lately the violets peeped from the ground, spotting the gray debris. Amid the grass in the fields, each side of the lanes, passing the endless grass, passing the yellow-speared wheat, every grain from its shroud in the dark brown fields uprising. Passing the apple tree, blows of white and pink in the orchards, carrying a corpse to where it shall rest in the grave, night and day journeys a coffin. Coffin that passes through lanes and streets, through day and night, with the great cloud darkening the land, with the pomp of the inlooped flags, with the cities draped in black, with the show of the states themselves as of crepe-veiled women standing, with processions long and winding, and the flambeaus of the night, with the countless torches lit, with the silent sea of faces and the unbared heads, with the waiting depot, the arriving coffin, and the somber faces, with dirges through the night, with the thousand voices rising strong and solemn, with all the mournful voices of the dirges poured around the coffin, the dim-lit churches and the shuddering organs, where amid these you journey with the tolling, tolling bell's perpetual clang, here, coffin that slowly passes, I give you my sprig of lilac. Nor for you, for one alone, blossoms and branches green to coffins all I bring. For fresh as the morning, thus would I chant a song for you, O sane and sacred death. All over bouquets of roses, O death, I cover you over with roses and early lilies, but mostly and now the lilac that blooms the first, copious I break the sprigs from the bushes. With loaded arms I come, pouring for you and the coffins, all of you, O death. O western orb sailing the heaven, now I know what you must have meant as a month since we walked, as we walked up and down in the dark blue so mystic, as we walked in silence the transparent shadowy night, as I saw you had something to tell, as you bent to me night after night, as you drooped from the sky low down as if to my side, while the other stars all looked on. As we wandered together the solemn night, for something, I know not what, kept me from sleep. As the night advanced, and I saw on the rim of the west, ere you went, how full you were of woe. As I stood on the rising ground in the breeze, in the cool, transparent night, as I watched where you passed, and was lost in the netherwood black of the night, as my soul in its trouble, dissatisfied, sank, as where you, sad orb, concluded, dropped in the night, and was gone. Sing on, there in the swamp, O singer bashful and tender, I hear your notes, I hear your call, I hear, I come presently, I understand you, but a moment I linger, for the lustrous star has detained me, the star, my comrade, departing, holds and detains me. Oh, how shall I warble myself for the dead one there I loved? And how shall I deck my song for the large, sweet soul that has gone? And what shall my perfume be for the grave of him I love? Sea winds blown from east and west, blown from the eastern sea and blown from the western sea, till there on the prairies meeting, these and with these and the breath of my chant, I perfume the grave of him I love. Oh, what shall I hang on the chamber walls? And what shall the pictures be that I hang on the walls to adorn the burial house of him I love? Pictures of growing spring and farms and homes, with the fourth month eve at sundown and the gray smoke lucid and bright, with floods of the yellow gold of the gorgeous, indolent, sinking sun burning, expanding the air, with the fresh, sweet herbage underfoot and the pale green leaves of the trees prolific, in the distance, the flowing glaze, the breast of the river, with a wind dapple here and there, with ranging hills on the banks, with many a line against the sky and shadows, and the city at hand, with dwellings so dense, and stacks of chimneys, and all the scenes of life, and the workshops, and the workmen homeward returning. Lo, body and soul, this land! Mighty Manhattan, with spires, and the sparkling and hurrying tides, and the ships, the varied and ample land, the south and the north in the light, Ohio's shores and flashing Missouri, and ever the far-spreading prairies covered with grass and corn. Lo, the most excellent sun, so calm and haughty, the violet and purple morn, with just felt breezes, the gentle, soft-born, measureless light, the miracle, spreading, bathing all, the fulfilled noon, the coming eve, delicious, the welcome night, and the stars over my cities shining all, enveloping man and land. Sing on, you gray-brown bird, sing from the swamps, the recesses, pour your chant from the bushes, limitless, out of the dusk, out of the cedars and pines. Sing on, dearest brother, warble your reedy song, loud human song with voice of uttermost woe. O liquid and free and tender, O wild and loose to my soul, O wondrous singer, you only I hear, yet the star holds me, but will soon depart. Yet the lilac, with mastering odor, holds me.